A reading from the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God.
Well, today is the second Sunday of Advent, which always means the peace candle on the Advent wreath. And John the Baptist in the lectionary reading. John the Baptist, that fiery preacher on the banks of the Jordan River, who came with locusts and wild honey on his lips and flames of purgation in his sermons. I admit it is a little hard to preach peace with John there saying there is no peace. And that is why I once told someone I felt like having John come on the Sunday when we talk about peace is like having Solomon come on the Sunday when we talk about monogamy. But since saying that, I've learned a lot more about peace and its varying kinds. And there are varying kinds indeed. As Bill Coffin said, "There is the peace of the lion, which just ate the lamb, and the peace of the lamb, which was just eaten by the lion." Every generation has known that kind of peace. In Jesus' day, it was called the peace of Rome, the Pax Romana. The peace that came by the tip of the sword and the raising of the cross. Today, this kind of peace is too often called law and order. A peace assured by the barrel of the gun or the blunt of a billy club. These may be useful and perhaps even necessary at times, but in the end, they can never be that peace is won by blunt force, not true peace, anyhow. True peace, biblical peace, comes not only when power is used, but when it is used justly. For peace is never possible without justice. And that is why one of the loudest and most compelling chants amongst the protesters in the streets in recent years has been, "No justice, no peace." We do hear this in the streets, and we see it in the scriptures also. The psalmist today says, righteousness and peace will kiss. Another translation for righteousness is justice. The psalm was written in what is called the post-exilic era, the era after the exile in Babylon. And the psalmist was imagining how the people should live together in this new era, what their society should be like. After the exile, the community was being gathered together again. But what kind of community would it be? The psalmist said the community would be one where justice and peace would kiss. And God, the Lord, would come and speak peace to the people, and justice would make the path. We are living in our own time of exile now. It is a critical time for us to be asking, what kind of society do we wish to be? What kind of society do we wish to live in? What kind of church do we want to inhabit? And what kind of community are we imagining for ourselves and our neighbors? Early this fall, in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and the civil unrest which ensued across the nation over the summer, I sent a letter to the Board of Deacons calling us to consider the ways in which we as a church might respond at this critical hour. How can we help create a more just and right community for all here within our walls and also in our city? Our church's mission statement calls us to the work of Christ's reconciliation. Reconciliation is another word for peace. Through Christ, we have been reconciled, made at peace with God. And in Christ, we are called to peace and reconciliation with our neighbors and with the world. Yet in order for there to be peace and reconciliation, there must also be justice. The two must kiss. And then God the Lord comes down to bring the beloved community to earth, even as it is in heaven. And so, I believe we must expand our mission statement that we might be called to be ambassadors not only for God's peace and reconciliation, but also for God's justice. I have been, I want you to know, very pleased with the Board of Deacons' response to my letter. I thank them for their leadership and for the seriousness with which they have engaged in discussion on some of the most critical issues of the day. There hasn't been universal agreement on everything. You know what they say, wherever two or three Baptists are gathered, there will be at least four opinions, and probably more. But nonetheless, even when we have not all been of one mind, we have been of one heart. And there has been an overwhelming spirit of unity and a brave sense of the direction to which we think we are being called. And I am very grateful. A small deacon subcommittee was formed, and the committee developed the following 7 desired outcomes, which were then overwhelmingly accepted by the board and will be brought to the congregation at our quarterly business meeting on December the 16th. These are the recommendations. Number 1, review and expand the Broadway Baptist Church mission statement to include matters of both reconciliation and justice. 2, establish a permanent standing justice committee authorized to organize and issue public statements regarding various justice, civil, and human rights issues, and recommend statements and actions to the Board of Deacons and the church. In addition, the Justice Committee will advocate for diversity, equity, inclusion, and anti-racism in the church and also society. Number 3, research and provide a history of racism at Broadway Baptist Church, and make recommendations for what Broadway Baptist Church should do to make reparations for its complicity in systematic racism and the continuing legacy of white supremacy. Number 4, establish a diversity task force to audit Broadway Baptist Church and identify all places and spaces where diversity and inclusion is deficient and where racism may be present in policy, practice, images, etc., and make recommendations for any changes which should be made. Number 5, develop educational programming for adults and youth with the goal of raising consciousness about the existence of systemic racism, sexism, and any other areas of exclusion. 6, identify and act upon ways for Broadway Baptist Church to become more racially diverse. And finally, 7, amend the bylaws to explicitly welcome, affirm, and include all members within the body of Christ, particularly those within the LGBTQ community, people of color, and those from other ecumenical traditions. My original letter was titled Act, Acknowledge, Confess, and Transform. We are called to identify and acknowledge what the book of Ephesians calls the dividing wall, which has separated and segregated us. Understand and confess our own parts in setting and securing the building blocks of that wall, both visible and invisible, and commit ourselves to the Spirit's ongoing work of dismantling the wall in our own personal and congregational lives, thus bringing about greater healing and wholeness for ourselves and our church, and helping us all to, as again the book of Ephesians says, reach unity in the faith and attain to the whole measure of the fullness of the body of Christ. We are Christ's ambassadors. And as Christ's ambassadors, we are called to proclaim to the world that is today what the world could and should be tomorrow, and what the world must and will be in the age that is to come. A world more righteous and just, a world at peace, a world reconciled with God and with itself. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. But I do not give it as the world gives." The peace Christ gives to us is the peace of reconciliation. It is the peace of absolute oneness with God. And it is the peace of oneness with one another. It is the peace of the lion and the lamb lying down together. It is the peace of the black and the white working hand in hand together. And it is the peace of the Democrat and the Republican working together for a more just an inclusive society. If the lion and the lamb can do it, then surely the elephant and the donkey can also. And surely Christians can as well. John came preaching, the Bible says. He came preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In other words, he came preaching acknowledgement and confession and transformation. And people from all walks of life came down to be baptized. Country folk and tax collectors and Pharisees and priests, they all came to be baptized, and Jesus came too. John came with justice, and Jesus came with peace, and together they met there on the banks of the Jordan River, and suddenly, the beloved community was born. May it be born again. May we all be born again together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God and mother of us all, and all of God's people then said, Amen.